Hi, my name is Liam Cavanaugh, and I'm a program manager in the Azure Search Engineering Group. In this session, I'm going to introduce you to Azure Search, a platform as a service that helps developers create great search experiences into web and mobile applications without having to be a search expert. But you might be asking, what is a search application, and what does it mean to have a great search experience? Well, think of the applications you use on your smartphone every day. And how many of them have some sort of search experience in them? It might be for searching for movies to stream, or restaurants close to you, or perhaps houses for sale. Developers are integrating search into these applications more and more because search is such a familiar way for users to find what they're looking for. Every day, people use search engines like Bing and Google and are becoming really good at using search to find what they're looking for. The problem is that people are just so accustomed to using these search engines, they expect to get a similar experience when they use your application. So if you don't provide the same experience, people will quickly become frustrated with your application. So what types of things should you think about when building a search-enabled application? Let's look at this example, job site that allows people to search for job listings. Search is not just about taking a word that a user types and finding an exact match in your content. Notice how this application takes misspelled words or slight variations to words and still links them to relevant results. It includes being able to handle type ahead. So as a user types into that search box, they're provided with suggestions as to what they might be looking for, or facets and filters that allow you to drill down into the search results based on categories. This is a common technique you'll see in retail, where you might be searching for an item and are provided with a set of categories to drill into. Say the results are, based on manufacturer, price, or color. Also, here you see integration of geospatial. This is very common in applications to help people drill into search results based on a location. For example, show me all the jobs that are available within 10 kilometers of where I live. Also, you'll notice how the search results highlight a little snippet of the text as to where the search terms are found, as well as paging through those search results. Tuning or ranking of search results is also an important aspect of a search application. Sometimes you might want to boost specific relevant items higher up in the search results. For example, sometimes one item might have a higher business value than another. Imagine here, if someone looks for an analyst job, and if I have 1,000 relevant analyst jobs, I, as a developer, might want to give more weighting to those jobs where I make more revenue if someone applies to it. People also apply tuning to improve the overall user experience. Maybe I might decide that if the matching term is found in the job title, that's more important than if I find it in the job description. Or perhaps I take the user's location and give more weighting to listings that are in close proximity to where the user is making the search request. Let's take a closer look at what it takes to build an application like this. In this demonstration, we're going to load some real estate listings into an Azure Search Index and start executing some searches to look for homes. To get started, we're going to create an Azure Search service. And you do that by going to the Azure portal, choosing New, and in the search box here, we can start typing what we want to look for. For example, Azure Search. And here, if I choose this, I can walk through all of the steps to create an Azure service. Choose the data center, the size, the scale, anything from a free to paid service to actually go and create a service. Now, I've already created a search service, which you'll see is called Real Estate. And each service has its own URL. And that's what the developer will use to programmatically access and execute the searches. So now we have a search service. Let's actually get some data into it so we can start querying it. And the easiest way to do that is using this import data function right here. And what we have is this concept of an indexer. And an indexer is something that can connect to common data stores, crawl it, bring in data, pick up changes, and then progressively bring them in as that data changes. You'll see there's a number of different data stores that we support, but the one that I'm going to choose is a sample data set that predefines a set of data for me to play with. In this one, it has 5,000 home listings in the King County area. I'm going to choose that. And what the indexer will do is connect to your data store and try to figure out what the right schema is for your index, where the data is going to come in. It gives it an index name that we'll access. It has a whole bunch of different fields, such as bedrooms, bathrooms, a house description. We even have longitude and latitude for geospatial searches. And over here, what I can do is define the attributes for those fields. For example, whether that user can retrieve or see that field as they do the search. I can filter or limit the results. Say, I want to only see homes in Seattle that have three or more bedrooms. I can sort and group or facet those results, categorize them by different aspects. And of course, choose the fields that I want to perform full text search over. So let's choose OK to actually start ingesting that data into the system. So I'm going to give the indexer a name. And if this was not a sample, I could choose to periodically check for changes using our scheduler. But I'm going to just bring it in one time and start the process of ingesting the data. You'll notice in a second here how it's going to pop up with a new index in my list. I can have one or more indexes within my search service. And if I choose it, I can look at the details of that search index. Here are all those fields that we were expecting. I can go into the Search Explorer and start playing with it and start executing some searches. For example, let's say I want to find some homes in Seattle. I can type that in, and what it'll do is it will create for me the full URL that my API, my REST API, can call to get these results. All these results coming back in a JSON format. If I wanted to add categorization, I can say and facet by the number of bedrooms. So let's do that. And you see here how we've added the categorization where not only do we have the search results, but we said, okay, here are 380 homes that have one bedroom in Seattle, 374 that have three bedrooms, etc. And then I can let my users filter. Let's say, okay, I'm interested in homes, but now what I want to do is filter the results where the bedrooms is greater than three. And get those search results. And of course, not only are we going to get homes in Seattle, but limiting those results. So you can see how this exploration is quite quick and quite easy for our users to do. Let's look at some other queries, such as if I wanted to search for homes that have granite countertops. Here we have the search results that come back. And as a user, if I have a really long description, it may not be really easy to see where that result was found. So let's add hit highlighting and say, and highlight the description field. And what we'll do is we'll send you back a little snippet of text from that description as to where we saw those words that you were looking for. So you can then let the users visualize those results. I can also do things like more complex words. Like for example, if I change it from granite countertops to mice. We'll see here that not only did we find a match for that, but we found a variation to that. Instead of mice, we found mouse, which is really hard to do unless you deeply understand the language. And we support over 56 languages at this type of deep level. Let's look at spelling mistakes. So I can type in Sammamish, which is a city close to where I'm located right now. And you'll notice it has no results. And the reason is because I misspelled that word. But what I can do is using one of our new capabilities in our preview API, what I can do is add a little tilde here and say, and query type equals full, which tells the search engine that I'm going to use our more advanced query capabilities. I'm going to search for that, and it's going to handle very simple spelling mistakes and find results that have the proper spelling, even if I misspell it slightly. Let's take a look at one final thing. Let's take a look at geospatial. I can search for everything, but then let's say I took the user's longitude and latitude, and I said, okay, by default, I want to show them homes that are less than or equal to 10 kilometers to their point. What I can do is I can take the location field in my index using this geodistance function and just bring back the results. And you notice how quickly we combine full text search with geospatial searching. This really enhances it, and hopefully you can imagine how I could then start adding mapping into my application to let my users drill into the results based on a location. There are many other capabilities in Azure Search that I've not had time to cover, such as synonyms and leveraging machine learning to provide intelligent search. If you're interested in learning more about this and other topics, here are some resources that you might find helpful. Thanks for your time.